Happening.
Hey, Brooks.
It is Basement Buddies.
I'm John.
And I'm Brooks. And
we're in the basement. We're buddies.
We are. Hey, John. What's happening?
Not much, buddy.
I worked 59 and a half hours last week.
Dang, dude.
It's Christmas time.
Every day.
Every day, because COVID wasn't enough. The Lord blessed us with a lot of smoke, like we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody stayed inside, and then they just ordered more and more stuff.
The smoke had an effect?
I've been delivering tons of like home filters.
Oh, right.
And like whatever air purifier setups for people.
Do you have one of those?
Mm-mm.
No, I don't either. Should I get one?
I don't know. What do they do?
I was talking with my boss about it, and he was talking about how, you know, a lot of people are staying home.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's smoking. It makes sense if you work outside. But if you have a job inside, I mean, like me, I mean, my house is just as smoky as my lab is. You know, it's not going to make a difference.
You didn't get the new windows you were thinking about getting.
In my house?
In your house.
Yeah, that would make a difference.
Yeah, our windows.
You're in the same situation.
Most of them are pretty old. I mean, it wasn't too smoky inside of our house, but down here in the basement where it's pretty drafty. In the garage was definitely smoky in there.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, are we going, this is like, we got a little bit of smoke for, or a lot of smoke, unhealthy for 9 days or something. That can't affect this.
No.
Saying it's hazardous. And I'm like, yeah, it's hazardous. And so we're a lot of things that we've dealt with over.
Right. That's just time. Living. That's life.
Yeah.
I saw a thing online. Who knows how true it is? The guy's like, oh, it's this air quality is like smoking 19 cigarettes,
mm-hmm.
or 20 cigarettes. I think we talked about this after the pod last week. And my thinking was, okay, you know, people smoke a pack of cigarettes for every day for 50 years.
But apparently I was telling my mom.
So 1 week, you know.
My mom was like, what do you, like I had, it was actually hurting my lungs. I had my regular face mask on and I put an M95 under.
So,
and then put another one over, and that was really helpful. But I just couldn't do it all day. So I'd wear it for like 4 hours and then be able to breathe for an hour and then put it back on. So maybe I only smoked like 3 cigarettes that day.
Hopefully.
But I was like, hey, she's telling me, yeah, it's really bad. And I say, Mom, you used to smoke.
Right.
You smoked for whatever, 40 years, 35 years. And
we're all worried about 9 days.
And she's like, well, I took breaks. So she wasn't just slightly dragging off of a cigarette all day long.
Isn't that how people smoke? That's how I used to.
Just a little bit all day long.
A little puff. I mean, there's people who chain smoke,
mm-hmm.
where you light the second cigarette with the first cigarette and you just keep that going. That's what chain smoking is.
Okay.
You never use a lighter.
Oh, I was wondering what the chain meant.
Yeah. You use the end of the cigarette to light the second one or the next one.
What would it mean if it wasn't that?
We called it butt fucking.
Okay. So you did a lot of butt fucking back in the day?
Yeah. Can I butt fuck off of your cigarette?
Sure. No problem.
It's actually easy. Pro tip for you kids out there learning to smoke.
Okay.
If it's real windy outside and your buddy's cigarette is lit, butt fuck off of his cigarette instead of trying to use a lighter. It's way easier.
I'm not sure we can use butt fucking as the title of this episode.
Well, Apple will pitch a fit.
I'll try, see what happens.
Aren't they too busy banning TikTok?
Well,
tell me, what's
TikTok talk with Brooks
TikTok talk.
And John. I'm pretty sure Donald Trump was Donald Trumping. Mm-hmm. And
what?
You know how he says things that aren't
true.
Wait,
and one of his highest contributors, the CEO of Oracle, somehow got this sweet TikTok deal out of him?
And they were like, well, if you don't sweeten the pot, we're just taking it away from all the app stores in America if you don't quickly figure this out. And then I'm sure they figured it out really quickly.
Oh, that's good.
And the friend got a nice deal on this.
A nice deal?
Business.
Wow.
How sweet.
Hooray.
So I still have TikTok.
Oh, good. I was worried.
Now that I'm TikTok famous, John.
That's true.
How do you like my cape? It says TikTok famous on the back.
And the belt.
Oh, the belt's great.
It's very shiny.
They sent that to me.
That's cool. Along with a stack of cash that's sitting behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Just bills. Just piles.
Just solid,
piles
solid
bills.
Bills for all that content I'm creating.
You get like a dollar per view, right?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
One of my videos has 50,000 views,
wow,
John.
That's exciting.
There's so much cash behind me, man.
And you're following them all to listen to the podcast, right?
Well, here's the thing.
What?
Did you see?
No.
We got one listener.
Oh, I did see. Yeah, someone in the comments. Hey, I'll listen. Hooray. Hey,
I got nothing to do all day. All I do is listen to podcasts.
That's our target demo.
And I did.
Oh, might as well listen to, I don't know, something.
And I said, don't listen from the beginning.
Jump in halfway through.
Unless you like bad podcasts and a lot of Pokemon Go talk.
Boy, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of Pokemon. I'm glad we're past that now, aren't we? What's that over there?
It's Pikachu.
It's Pikachu on
Pikachu!
You got the Nintendo DS handheld something?
So
3DS. 3DO?
So Jackson, it's like school's back in.
Right.
And last week he comes... And he's been, actually, since we got into Pokemon a few years ago, he went out, whatever, to Powell's book and bought a Pokemon book with all sorts of Pokemon pictures and stats and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out it was like the walkthrough manual for a game.
Oh, I see.
The 3DS, the Nintendo 3DS.
For Pokemon Sapphire or Diamond?
For Pokemon Sun.
Sun
and Moon.
Okay.
And
See, I know Pokemon.
So here he is. He's reading. He's killing it in school, and he says, I really want that Pokemon Sun. I've been reading this book for the past, whatever, 3 years, and we have a poster from the game that came with that book 3 years ago, and he's just been looking at that poster. And
Every night.
And Dan, like, it's got all 800 and something Pokemon, and they're just always pointing at him, and like, I'm this Pokemon, and whatever, in their games. And so he goes, how much is... A Nintendo 3DS.
Oh, $100?
No, they're actually like $175.
Yeah, they're still super popular.
And like a Nintendo Switch is $200 for the handheld.
Right.
And $300 for the plug-in TV one. But so I was like, okay, well, I don't really want to buy another thing for you. But he's like, I got $50 I've been saving up. And Daniel's like, I got some money I've been saving up. So I'm like,
Okay, cool.
They pitched in. I looked on Craigslist. I found a sweet deal, like $200 for the system and 10 games. So it's got like, and the games are $40 each.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so I went and picked that up and he's been playing.
That's cool, dude. That's a good deal. I remember as a kid, we were pitching in to, as the siblings, as the children, we were pitching in to buy a Super Nintendo.
Ooh.
And I think I pitched in $30, which as a, whatever, 10-year-old,
that's a
was a fortune.
Song.
Yeah, it was like Christmas and birthday money.
Mm-hmm.
I'd been ferreting away, saving for a rainy day. And it was worth every penny. Playing that Mario.
How'd you, and there was four kids? Or your sister?
Yeah, it was mostly my older brother, Gordon.
Okay.
He was the leader of the video game
Hopefully
pack.
He put in 100.
He probably did. And I'm sure my parents pitched in a few bucks. Because it was like $150 back in, what, 1990-something?
1993 it came out.
And so that was a lot of money for us kids. But worth every penny. And speaking of old Mario games, I bought on the Switch. It was a 3-pack of the Mario 64, the Mario on the GameCube, and the Mario on the Wii.
I didn't play. I saw that deal.
I only have played the 64 one.
Mm-hmm.
So there's basically two new Mario games for me. And, you know, they hold up like crazy. They're awesome.
Have they upgraded the graphics?
Yeah, kind of. Not really.
So the Mario All-Star for Super Nintendo, way back in the, like you talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Had first Mario, Mario 2.
Mario Lost Levels.
And Mario 3. So it was four games, but they're regular Nintendo games.
Yeah.
And now moved on up to the 64 games.
Well, I've really wanted to play the Wii Mario for a long time. Mm-hmm. I had
Mario
a Wii
Sunshine?
Mario Galaxy. Sunshine was the GameCube. Out there, people are yelling at their phone.
Joe's yelling at his phone.
Hey, you guys, don't you know? But I never wanted to buy a Wii like what now. I'm not going to buy a Wii and try to find that game. And, you know, it's just, I know it's kind of a ripoff. It was full price, $60 for it.
For three games?
For three old games that Nintendo already owns. But whatever, man.
They're probably not coming out with the N64 Mini. I'd hope. I mean, John?
I don't know. You can emulate. You can find emulators online like crazy.
I like looking at them.
It's just like, that's kind of a hassle. And
emulators.
I don't want to fiddle.
Computer emulators. My friend, I've had lots of friends that are into it and play them. And yeah, they just are always glitching up and not working right. Or the controllers aren't the same.
Yeah.
It's not how I felt when I was 12 years old playing it.
There's something about
balls are hairier and gray.
You're really fixated on your balls lately, huh?
Jeez.
I don't know.
Show them to people.
Go back last week and we'll cut that out.
Nope, it's already been posted. Oh, I can't cut that out. John, you should have cut that out.
Oh, well. I've definitely gotten lazier with editing out things as the years have gone on. Because if you're still listening here at episode 110 or whatever.
105, I think.
105. I mean, whatever. It's just my wife. And Pete and Alex and my sister.
Oh, shit. Alex is still listening.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Uh-oh. I thought she stopped after she was no longer a super fan.
Oh, it could be.
We took away her super fan status.
Alex, write in. Let us know.
Write in with.
Or just tell me next 49 week.
49 more questions.
Well, we have too many.
We're already drowning in questions. We are stocked up. But, yep. And one of the sale points on that Game Boy was Jackson's like, and it has lots of reading. It has lots of reading.
The so classic kid.
I will be reading all the text.
I need this $2,000 computer for school. It's for school reasons.
For school. I cannot do it.
It needs this powerful graphics card for school reasons. This Encarta CD has all this information I need.
So what did you do this weekend? Now that you can go outside.
Oh, yeah. So, for those who don't know, it rained here in Oregon. Oh, ooh. Sweet, glorious rain. And
I just stood out there with my head up to the sky, mm-hmm. my arms out.
Yeah, the moss on my back is green again.
Oh,
it's wonderful.
It's getting all dry and itchy.
Yeah,
before.
It was all scratchy.
It's on the north side. Your back's on the...
That's how you can tell where north is.
Uh-huh.
My moss grows on the north side of my body. That's a tree joke for everyone who doesn't live in the Northwest. Anyway, we had a big old thunderstorm rolled in and just dumped a ton of rain on the city and knocked all the smoke out of the air. And mm-hmm. we can breathe again, and it's blue skies, and it's just beautiful. We had, my sister Lindsay had her sons are both born in September.
Mm-hmm.
She had a joint birthday party today, and she found this place out in her neck of the woods, out of Sherwood, that's just some rich lady's backyard.
Mm-hmm.
She has this swanky-ass backyard with a pool under this big structure, so it's covered, and a trampoline.
And you can just rent it out?
Yeah, and it's like the most enterprising, brilliant idea.
She just has a super sweet backyard?
Yeah, she's like, man, this backyard rules. My kids are older. I don't think they play in the pool all the time, so... Oh, what, $20 an hour? And she rents it out like half the year.
That, you know,
while the weather's nice.
I wonder if that's some sort of, okay, how do I get in on this? I got a pretty sweet backyard.
So, Lindsay knows more of the details, but it was, I think, kind of a tax situation because it's part of a business.
Mm.
So they could write off the pool, I think.
Fucking rich people.
I know.
Knowing
it's
all
nice.
The workarounds to get pools.
Well, apparently the husband is like a tax specialist, so he knows how to work the system. Yeah, and it's backed up against the Tualatin River. You can just walk out to the edge and look at the river, and it's got a nice view, and it was just fucking beautiful today. It was so much fun. And, you know, the kids haven't been able to go to the pool all summer because of COVID, obviously. And so they were just losing their minds, having a blast. It was really nice. It was 3 hours, and it was just perfect. It was my kids, my sister's kids, and her friend Annalisa's kids. And it was low-key. We didn't have to fiddle around with anything, and kids just played in the pool. It was great.
Did you get in there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Belly flop?
No, it was like a kind of an above-ground pool.
Oh.
Not super. It was 5 feet deep, which was good for all the kids, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, I got in, and I started doing circles to make the old vortex.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, I was the champion of that. I was just pushing all the water around with my big body. Dragging all the kids in my wake. It was a lot of fun. And they had a hot tub, a real hot tub.
What do you mean? An inflatable one? Like uh-huh, yeah. A real inflatable one?
No, it was inflatable, but made out of hard material.
Oh, so it must be like inflated underneath, right?
I assume. I mean, that's how hot tubs are.
They're
right?
All inflated.
Yeah.
Someday, John, I'll get that real hot tub. You son of a bitch. You have to bring up every time we talk about another hot tub that mine's not
real. I'm
sorry
I cheated on you. It was beautiful.
Oh, man. That moldy plastic and the jets.
The very minute we got there, we, you know, we're checking out the facilities.
Mm-hmm.
We're going around and we lift up the hot tub thing. And Owen's like, oh, sweet, a hot tub. And he just walks right into it and dunks underwater. And he's like, blah, 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 blah. I don't know if he thought it was solid or something. He just immediately walked right into it. That boy loves water, man.
Oh, man. Okay, you got to get him a hot tub.
I think about it, but I don't have the space for it.
Down in that basement room.
Yeah. It's already pretty humid down there. I don't know. We could handle it.
So,
what do you do
besides being
working yourself
work
to death
until 10 o'clock at night and then 11 o'clock on Friday? Not much.
No,
not much.
Your schedule's not very full.
It's not full at all. I get home, eat dinner, and I'm like, Jamie,
hey,
you want to like watch a show or something? She's like, it's 11:30. I'm like, oh yeah, it is 11:30, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
But but now the smoke's gone, so I'm hoping everything will return to normal.
Well, you had 2 days off in a row.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you waste it on?
They would have made me work on Saturday if I had hours available.
Because there's limits that you can work.
I can only work up to 60.
Oh, so you only had an hour left?
I had, less than... I had full 59 and a half. I had a half hour. I could have came in for a half hour and just like, pushed some packages around and then left.
Oh, well.
But, yep. How's work been for you, man?
Good. I've actually been pretty busy. There's just always something to do. A lot of little jobs. That's how we usually are. Just a little this, a little that from all over the place. We got a new microscope delivered on Friday, which was pretty fun. Got to unload it from the truck. It's a fucking pain in the ass to move these things. They're very complicated. They have to be disassembled in a very particular way. It'll probably take about a month to put it back together.
Did you go somewhere and
take it apart? I didn't. It was delivered from China.
Mm.
So someone else packaged it up, which is always kind of dicey because you don't know if they do a good job. Put it in these crates, you know, build these wood crates around them on pallets.
Because they're about the size of 4 refrigerators.
Yeah, more, bigger.
Mm-hmm. 6 refrigerators all put together.
Yeah, that's about right. 6 fridges, and the main pallet that held the core component of the microscope weighs 9,000 pounds.
9,000 pounds.
Yeah. So we had to rent a special forklift, and it was a lot of heaving and
how do you even move something like that?
Pallet jack.
Is it weighted down for? So it does not move, or is that how much all the parts in there weigh? Or is it
the core component of the microscope is what they call a chamber,
mm-hmm.
and it's it has to be vacuum. It's a vacuum chamber,
mm-hmm.
and it's just heavy because it's a bunch of metal, and it has to be really strong to not collapse.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's just kind of how it is. And weight does help with vibration.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about, vibration.
Yeah, that's a second benefit. So there's no reason to make it light.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of them even have just a big slab of granite that they're bolted onto just to make it heavier.
Because the reason the front-loading washing machines are so heavy is because they're weighted down because they spin at like 3,000 RPMs.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember about killing myself getting mine into my house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think I had a dolly. I don't know how I did it. I was a younger man then. If I had to do it again, I don't know. I'd have to enlist your help probably.
No, John, I won't help you ever again. You've cheated on me how many times now?
2 times with couches, probably 5 times with hot tubs.
What hot tubs?
Huh? My sister's hot tub.
You're moving her hot tub?
No, I mean, cheated on you.
Okay, with
by
that
getting
hot tub,
in a
you
real
son
hot
of
tub.
A bitch. Yeah. Wait, don't that, say real hot tub in front of me.
That thing we talked about 30 seconds ago?
Don't you talk about hot tubs again.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Never again, John.
Yeah, it was like this big outdoor bathtub.
Mm.
Yeah. Those are fun. I've heard about those.
Those are for hillbillies, man.
I'm hillbilly, dude.
There you go.
It's in my blood.
So, remember a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
How I said I no longer argue with people on or reply to dumb comments I read on social media?
Oh, right. Yeah. Because you got your wrist slapped a couple months ago.
Because I got my wrist slapped a couple months ago.
By these mentally compromised people fornicating?
Yep.
Or something like that?
Mm-hmm. And it happened again.
Oh, no. Out of your control completely.
Out of my control, completely riled up. And I thought, oh, damn it. Whenever I try and think like, okay, the way I'm stating this is not derogatory towards a whole group of people.
Hmm.
I think that's what they're trying to stop.
Okay.
Like if you call out a particular race and all of the people in that. This was...
So who were you bullying?
So I was bullying a subsection of Christians.
Okay.
The dumb ones.
The
Christians who happen to be dumb.
Okay.
We need a really... What did I say? I was like,
you don't have to tiptoe around it here.
No, I have to tiptoe here.
Oh, I see. Is Facebook going to cancel the podcast?
Well, Apple, they're next, man.
Oh, yeah. They start policing our content.
Oh, no.
We'll go pirate podcast. We'll put it out.
We'll just...
They can't stop us.
They can't. We'll drive around in a van.
Handing out SD cards. Here you go.
Yeah, every Saturday, I just go around delivering SD cards and I pick them up.
That's what you do. You love it. You can't stop doing it.
I do love delivering things.
Here's your thumb drive.
So I don't know if you've been watching the news, but there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
And a lot of people saying, a lot of religious folks saying dumb things, but can't point out the hypocrisy that they're saying and whatnot.
Okay.
So I said, hey, maybe I should start pointing this out to them.
Right.
Out of respect
You're just helping out.
Out of respect to Christians, I've been holding back. But maybe it's my time to start letting them know that shit is falling out of their mouth when they talk.
Okay.
And that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
And then I got banned for 7 days.
So what did you say exactly?
It was just like that.
Really?
Yeah. Or I can pull it up here.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
Maybe.
Sounds like you're softening it.
Okay, here, we'll edit out
you're
this
like,
stuff.
You're like, fucking Christians. Bunch
dumb
of
fucking Christians.
Dumbasses. Yeah, I think religious persecution is probably against terms of service on Facebook.
Apparently, we need to be much more vocal about how dumb Christians can be.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Dumb Christians is probably...
How dumb Christians...
The computer doesn't read it that way.
Oh, how dumb Christians can be. Maybe I needed a comma there. I've been holding back. Out of respect, but they seem not to care about the crap that falls out of their mouth.
Yeah. No, it's probably the two words dumb Christians next to each other.
Okay.
Yeah. You should have
unsmart?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, shit like that. Unsmart Christ worshipers.
I'll try that.
Okay.
I'll try that in 8 days.
So you're banned for another week.
But luckily, I don't do much on Facebook anymore, and it's all TikTok.
I've never been a big Facebook person.
Oh, man. I like the memes. But here's the thing.
Okay.
The meme I was commenting on was way worse.
Yeah, but the computer can't read the
pictures
on the pictures. Yeah.
So I'm going to start writing stuff out freehand, taking a picture, and then posting that picture.
That's actually probably fine. That's actually a good idea.
Okay.
So you can write all kinds of racist, bigoted shit on a piece of paper. Just take a picture.
And then, or video.
Or video, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Alex Jones still puts out videos, right?
He's still around?
I don't know. He's not doing so hot, I don't think. Didn't YouTube kick him off because his hate speech or something?
Everybody kicked him off.
Poor guy.
It's just another example of the internet hating right-wing folks. And loving left-wing folks, but
that's
then
true.
I get banned for 7 days.
Motherfucker.
There goes that plan.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, okay. Keep your fucking mouth shut.
Okay, I will. But I have, there were so many things I wanted to like and comment on today.
Wait, were you, was this like on someone you know's page or some random page?
No, it was somebody I knew.
Oh, okay.
So there's a chance that one of their friends was tired of it and...
And reported you?
Yeah.
That could be it. I don't know.
I blame computers for being too smart. Artificial intelligence. They've learned my bigotry against Christians.
Yeah, you've been blacklisted. You might be shadow banned.
Mm.
That's a thing.
I think so.
Uh-oh.
And I went to post a video on Basement Buddies, and also, I can't.
Hey, man, that's my bread and butter.
I can't, man.
You got to straighten up and fly straight.
I'm ruining our business here.
Yeah, right? I'm a small business owner.
We could have, did I tell you we could have got some money from the government for our small business?
Oh, we could have? For our PPP?
Because of COVID.
Mm. Payroll protection?
I could have kept your payroll going throughout these hard times
These
challenging times while we were doing remote podcast. Oh, man, we could have upgraded all the gear.
There you go. We should have done that.
Thing legit. I think it's too late.
Oh. We getting another stimulus, you think?
I hear not. Because why would you give money to people that need money? Let's just give it to the big businesses. Because, they'll pass it down to us.
Right. It'll trickle down is a good way
UPS
to put it.
UPS is going to get, $20 billion. And, for our hard work, they're just going to write us all a check for like $1,000. Or they're just going to keep it for themselves.
Huh. Weird.
Buy donuts, maybe? More donuts?
Yeah, they might buy you donuts once in a while. A pizza party?
Pizza party.
Where you get like a sliver of pizza. Here you go. one per person.
I just want them to have a pizza delivered to my house.
When you get home, there's just pizza on the...
Like, one. Yeah.
Wait, who's going to deliver this pizza?
Probably the Domino's guy.
UPS deliver pizza? Could I order pizza... Through UPS? No.
I deliver.
Yeah?
Pizzas? Not hot.
Hmm.
But there's a famous pizza place in Chicago that will freeze pizzas and ship them out next day.
Like Omaha Steaks.
Yeah. Or maybe it's like...
Is that still a thing?
Yeah, Omaha Steaks is still a thing. I apparently get a discount on Omaha Steaks.
Why?
Because they're a big UPS shipper.
Oh.
But still, they're like, 50% off your steaks. And I was like, oh, sweet. I'll go check it out. And it's
$300 of steaks?
Yeah. It's like, they were $300. It's for $150. You get like 8 steaks. I'm like,
I'm always dubious of places that like knock 50% off all the time. And you're like, okay.
How?
So you've just been gouging everyone else?
Fucking the living shit out of us?
Your Kohl's overpriced is like steaks? That, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or Bed Bath Beyond. You get all these coupons. 40% off. You go, oh, okay, cool.
There's some
Everything's still expensive.
There's some places where it's like the game you have to play is the coupons.
I get that.
Joann's Fabrics.
It's
like 80% off one item, one non-sale price item, and then it'll be like 40% off all purchase, but like nothing that's on sale. So then there's hot ticket items that are always on sale that you want to use that sweet coupon on. Oh, man.
Fucking Joann's.
Fuck.
Highway robbery. By the way, my kids really like those shirts. I mean, Andy didn't. He's a baby. But Owen and June both put theirs on that night when I got home. They were still awake. And we were going around in the dark. And I have a UV flashlight.
Oh, yeah. They're glowing the
charges
dark.
Charges up the glowing. And they actually both slept in their shirts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I didn't get any good pictures to send your wife, but...
I now have a matching shirt with Owen and Andy.
Oh, yeah.
So they
one
had
of
the
boy shirts.
They had the boy shirts.
With just eyes. Glowing eyes on them.
No. Which one does...
June has June. Cats.
Well, which one do I have?
Oh.
Not important.
Yeah.
So anyways, maybe I don't match with your kids. Never mind.
Okay. Good.
I have matching shirts with my kids, and I'm...
That makes more sense.
And I did a TikTok where it was me wearing my shirt and Daniel's Pokemon hat.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, pick me up! And then I went and picked up Daniel and lifted him up to the sky, and then I pretended I was Daniel being swung around in the air.
Right.
And I want to keep that trend going now that we have matching shirts.
I see. Yeah.
But none of my... But both my kids are like, don't want to be actors. I was like, hey, well, let's do a TikTok video where we recreate the scene from Big. And they're like, what's Big?
Yeah, like, hold on.
Hold on. Let me explain it.
Okay.
There's a kid.
Sit down for 2 hours. Watch this movie.
There's a kid. He wants to be big.
Doesn't he have sex with that adult woman?
Should I not show that to...
Some of those movies don't age very well.
I don't think he has sex with her.
They do stuff. And she's like, yeah, you're 12. Or how old is he?
Something like that.
Yeah.
So
this is good.
TikTok talk.
Yeah, TikTok talk's over.
Oh my damn. Oh shit. Far. Cut that out.
Cut that out.
Superfan Tanya.
Superfan Tanya wrote in 49 great questions. Question 34.
What is your favorite Tom Hanks movie from the 80s?
Where he ages? Wait a minute. No, what is the greatest design fuck up of the human body? We kind of talked about this last week. Testicles. What's the deal? You're terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Butthole
placement. What's the deal?
Yeah.
Why down by the testicles?
Why is it so hard to reach?
Imagine if you just had your butthole right in your elbow and you just like... Yeah.
Couldn't it be like in the front where your belly button is?
Ooh.
And you're just like... Ugh,
no, okay.
Your hand?
All right. You know what? Now that I think about it, perfect placement.
Okay. And I think I talked about that. Having your windpipe and your esophagus... next to each other is terrible design.
Because you choke on...
Yeah, you can choke to death eating food. The thing you have to do all the time as a human. Let's see. Big heads, you know, childbirth is difficult.
Mm.
But that's a consequence of walking upright. Is our hips moved? You know, if we were more like quadruped...
I wish my pinky was much longer.
Oh, yeah?
Like, it's short.
It's hard to palm a basketball.
But then when you get... Okay, fuck. All these things. Man, the Lord works in mysterious ways.
Oh, yes, the Lord.
Like, look, John, they're all different lengths, and now I close them, and they're all the same.
Wow, that's a miracle. Thanks, Jesus.
But if I had one really long pinky, it'd be sticking out this way.
It'd be pretty cool.
It'd be super cool. Okay, what if I had two thumbs?
Two thumbs. All right, now we're talking.
I would replace the pinky with another thumb.
Yeah, that'd be handy. Think how hard you could hold on to stuff.
And then another finger down in the bottom.
Just for fun.
That could do like, you know, you hold your phone and then you're just typing like in one hand.
Oh, and then you have a typing finger that comes out of the wrist.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm into it.
Fuck you, God. It would only take... Do we need six fingers on both hands?
Just one hand?
Just one hand.
What about another arm? One Where coming out of the middle.
Well, then you wouldn't be able to lay on your back, John.
No,
I mean, lay
in
on
the front.
Your lay on your stomach while you're...
Are you a tummy sleeper? Do you have tummy time every day?
It really helps.
It builds your core?
It builds my core and helps me with my...
One day you'll learn to crawl. And speaking of baby progress, Andy's taking steps all over the place. He'll be fully walking here pretty soon.
Do you guys still have one of those walker guys?
We have some like push toys that he can push along, but he's not really interested in assistance. He wants to fully walk by himself.
So he just goes from like couch to couch?
He
or couch to chair?
mostly he's crawling around in the middle of the floor and he just stands up and he takes like two or three steps and then he falls back down. Then he stands up and takes a couple steps. So, yeah, he'll be there before you know it. He'll be a year old here in a few short weeks. A
few weeks.
Yeah. October 14th.
October 14th.
Yeah.
Not October 9th. Like I keep wanting to say.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Oh. Nope. Yeah. And then I will no longer have a baby.
Is that when they end?
Yeah. 1 year. No longer a baby. He's toddling now, right? So he's a toddler.
Oh.
Oh.
I miss those times.
Yeah. I'm going to miss carrying a little baby around, you know, because once they're walking, they don't really want to be held. I mean, a little bit, but yeah, that's how it goes, man. Then it'll be a long time before another baby's around.
None for you.
None for me.
All our
none
friends
for you.
Are done.
Yeah, everybody's done, basically. Maybe some, I don't know, my nephew's 23, somewhere in there.
Oh, you're going to start becoming a great uncle?
Great uncle, because my brother will start being a grandpa.
Oh, man.
Which is weird.
We can't be grandpas.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Right? We can't be ever.
Well, I won't be for a while.
We can't ever be.
Another 15 years, at least.
My hair will have to be so gray.
Oh, it's getting there.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Hey.
Huh?
How do you like my haircut?
It looks like shit.
I saw Rudy.
Yeah?
Barber Rudy.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Rudy. It looks great.
And I said, hey, just clean up the sides. I like the length on top.
Uh-huh.
And he was like,
all right.
It's looking pretty wild up there.
Yeah, I said, it's my look.
It's my look. It tells people, I don't care what you think about what my hair looks like. I love it when people talk shit about my hair. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm going for.
Yeah, I wanted that crazy.
I want that craziness. And what are you going to do about it?
Well, it really reflects the state of the world right now.
That's
Is
it.
That what you're going
that's
for?
That's it, exactly. Like, I started growing because I couldn't get a haircut for 4 months. And then I was like, well, fuck it. Wild hair, don't care.
Wild hair, don't care. Is that your motto in life?
That's my motto. For now, until the economy gets back together, everybody gets their jobs back, and I have to go back into the Brooks you used to know, the rule following Brooks.
The one Brooks that you used to know.
No, I'm just a Brooks that
you
used to know. What else you got, John?
Oh boy. Let's see. Watch a movie or something.
I watch no Netflix.
No, I don't half remembered Netflix.
I don't
have
any half remembered Netflix to tell you about this week.
Yeah, I already talked about video games. It's a big event in my life. I even told you about work, which is boring. No one gives a shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it, dude. That's my whole life. I just go to work, come home, play with the kids, go to sleep.
That's it, man.
And yeah, we don't go anywhere. We don't really see anyone. School's going well. We didn't have any this week because of the smoke.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so now that you're paying for, was he still doing online?
Yeah,
he's still doing.
Oh
online.
No. Oh yeah, this is something. Public school's supposed to start this week.
Okay.
And I was like, man, I'm not getting any emails from his school, like about what's happening, because we're gonna get Chromebooks and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at their website, and they're like, yeah, give us a call if you're not getting anything. So I call him, and I was talking to the secretary. I was like, hey, what's going on? And she goes, well, you're not enrolled anymore. I go, oh, what? She goes, yeah, we saw that you were enrolled in that Montessori school, and you can't be enrolled in two schools, so we dropped you. And I said, oh, shit. Well, I mean, is that okay? She goes, yeah, who cares? His setup at the Montessori is going to be better anyway.
But it's like, only 2 days, right?
Yeah. And she goes, that's fine.
And 2 days is probably better than 2 days there and 3 days on a computer.
Because kindergarten is virtual,
mm-hmm.
or distance learning or whatever. She even said, I think your setup's probably going to be better anyway. I was like, oh, okay. She goes, yeah, if you ever want to come back, just let us know. It's easy to re-enroll.
Our kids are doing pretty well.
Well, yeah, your wife is home to hold their hands and help them learn.
The older one's older. The older one's older. So, yeah, all right. Dang it. He's doing...
Your wife, who is an accredited educator, is here with her children.
I'm surprised.
Who knew? Who knew? She was competent and good at her job.
Who knew my teacher wife would be good at teaching?
Also, what the fuck do you know? You're not even here.
I just assume they're doing well.
Jamie goes, yeah, they're doing great. And you find out she's like,
she's
laying
doing
on the couch eating bonbons. The kids are in the backyard.
Yeah, she's doing what I did. Tell my parents that I was doing the homework.
Oh, yeah, they did all their essays.
I'm not going to ask follow up.
Yeah. And you go, oh, cool. Good.
I do actually see them on their computer because I usually leave at.
Oh, they've started class.
8:40.
Okay.
I head out to work and because there's no traffic. So sweet. Just cruise right on in.
Uh-huh.
And they start at 8:15. And yeah, Daniel's got a little song they sing.
Uh-huh.
So cute.
And sing it for me.
Good morning, Daniel. Good morning. So it's pretty.
Oh.
Daniel. Good morning, Daniel.
Wait, the whole class teaches
Daniel,
it?
Daniel.
Just to him.
One at a time. All the kids are. But remember how we had when we were doing virtual podcasting and there's a slight delay.
Yeah.
So there's all these kids singing at the same time
and it's
just echoing like crazy.
Yeah. We've had a couple happy birthday song singing on my family Zoom we do every week. And it's just a fucking disaster because no one knows when to stop. No one knows how fast to sing that song.
You just got to go fast.
That's my move. And I will sing loud and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. I was like, let's get this fucking terrible song over with because that is a bummer of a song.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, I think, have we talked about this before? Everybody's like, happy birthday. No, it doesn't.
Speed it up.
Yeah.
Put some pizzazz on that thing.
Let's go. So that's good though. Your kids are doing a good job.
And I heard Jackson was doing virtual PE.
What's that like?
There is a 30-something-year-old PE teacher in his apartment recording himself do PE.
Is that the saddest thing ever?
It's
not great.
This guy, he's a young PE teacher.
Okay.
So imagine a go-getter who loves physical fitness and...
Do you think he cries in the shower afterward?
And is getting paid a teacher salary.
What's my life become?
Living in a small apartment. He does one recorded per week where he records himself working out in his apartment in the kitchen and the kids just watch it. They're supposed to watch it like on Tuesday. And then on Thursday, he's got a real live version. And
wait, what?
He's got a live like over Zoom.
Live on Tuesdays?
Tuesday is just a recorded thing that he records whatever Monday and then releases it to all these classes or something.
Is it like the teacher that would be at his school?
Mm-hmm.
One of my questions is why don't we all, as a nation, we vote for like the best teachers.
Yeah.
And then we have one set of teachers who teaches all the kids.
All the things.
Why don't we all just zoom into the same meeting?
Because of
these fat cat teachers want to get paid.
Because of the unions.
That's bullshit.
The more,
tear down those unions. We don't need them.
The more Jamie learns now that she's stepped back from being a teacher, she's like, there's a lot of fucked up things about school and like why it's done this particular way.
Yeah.
You and I know. It's to keep the old kids from fucking the little kids.
Right. That's their mission statement.
And I was just thinking about this last night. You want to train these kids to fit into society a certain way for 12 years or 13 years and then another 4 years of college for the smart ones.
I mean, our education system grew out of industrialized factory assembly line work. And this is how children need to behave. And they sit in a classroom and, train to become good workers.
And we didn't have the internet back 120 years ago that I can recall. Did we?
It was pretty slow. It was dial-up.
It was dial-up back then?
Yeah. Had that modem, remember? Yeah, that's how it used to be.
And so they didn't have the capability of Zoom because of the slow internet.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just had to get teachers for every class, for all the whatever 20-something kids per teacher,
right,
to teach them. And now everybody's worried, what are we doing to these kids? They're not going to – what's going to happen to some of them who are getting a shitty education, just being whatever with online stuff? And because they're not all going to be the same. So I'm saying in 20 years, we're going to have a lot of cool folks, a lot of people that think out of the box and aren't going to be pushed around by the government.
Okay.
Because they played Super Nintendo all day, or Nintendo Switch all day long instead of learning.
I see. So a bunch of cool kids.
They're really good at fighting Bowser.
Right. But they don't know like how to spell their name or their address.
I feel like you could figure that out.
I just scratch an X on whatever document anyone puts in front of me.
We have smartphones now. That's autofill. You just get...
I see.
You go to AT&T. You get your phone.
Mm-hmm.
They know where you live by your phone number. And they have all that stuff input in there. So you just hit one button, like we're filling out information, and they don't have to remember anything at all.
Right. They have Apple autofill.
They have Apple Pay. It just autofills everything.
So at one point you buy Jackson a cell phone,
mm-hmm,
and you have to go in and put all his details in it. And then that's just it. He never has to know his address, his phone number, his parents' names. He just goes, phone. What mom name?
I still remember kids, phone numbers from when I was a kid.
How many?
I think I can remember. I know my phone number, and me I know too. My buddy Aaron's phone number.
Yep. I know mine and my neighbor's. That's it. Off the top of my head.
Do you think... No, they've long moved. When you move, do you keep your same phone number?
You can. Not your landline.
Okay. 503-234-8380.
Someone call that number.
See who that goes to. But it used to be... So when somebody answers...
Wait, if I call your parents' number?
My parents' number is still the same number. That's not the phone number. But call this number and ask if Aaron can play.
I will.
Brooks?
Yeah.
Is that you? Should we cut that out? No, she doesn't have that same phone number.
No.
234-8380.
503-663-6464 was my neighbor's number. Very easy to remember. Mm-hmm. And in fact, when I was a kid calling him, we didn't have to type in 503. Remember those days?
The good old days.
Oh, man. Only 7 digits. Remember when it changed to 10 digits, mm-hmm, and everyone was like, no, we can't do it.
I got
to
add 503. This is going to take so
bullshit.
Long in front.
And it just shows how stupid humans are,
mm-hmm,
in general. The population is a bunch of morons. But we're really opposed to change in any slight way.
Any change at all.
And another good example is, remember when analog TV was going away?
Mm-hmm.
We'd had rabbit ears able to pick up television for fucking 70 years. And finally, after everyone had long moved past analog TV, we're like, hey, normal broadcast TV is going to be digital now. You need a different antenna. Here's a fucking coupon. Go buy one.
Here's a coupon for a free one, right?
Yeah. And people are like, no, I don't like it. I can't change. It's like, Jesus
All
Christ.
All the new TVs come with this thing built in.
Yeah. Actually, I don't even know what mine does.
I think it's all built in.
Yeah. I just watch Netflix.
Yeah.
I don't watch an antenna. What
once
am I?
A year.
60 years old?
Once a year, I get my old antenna out.
Yeah.
Actually, I just threw it away because it had been 2 years since I used
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
And for watching like the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like one thing I watch once a year or one sporting event. No. Ooh.
What?
It was the Macy's Day Parade.
Oh, wow. Worth it.
I'm a huge fan of the Macy's Day Parade.
Are you really?
Yeah, I like the dancing. Come on, John. It's coming up here.
I've never watched it. I don't know anything about it.
Well,
Macy's like the...
Is it going to be canceled store? This year?
Fucking COVID. It's ruining this whole year.
Oh, man. I bet it's probably going to be much better. What yeah, you think probably. They're just going to have each balloon is in its own individual warehouse? Right.
What's social distance for balloons?
I think those guys like are probably block? Like...
What if the balloons get sick?
The balloons can't be next to each other?
I assume you think the balloons are real, right?
Yeah. Snoopy?
Yeah, yeah. Where does he live all year?
There was one year where there
does
was...
he live underground?
And I remember this...
Horrible monster. He's 80 feet tall.
I remember this specifically. There was like really high wind gusts and one of the balloons got blown and like sliced open and just ripped in front of the whole crowd. And
yeah.
Children were crying.
It was like Barney or Elmo or something.
Yeah.
And it was out of control. So they had to pop it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like a cop, one in particular, who was like going through, just stabbing it with a knife, ripping big holes.
Nobody
in it.
Asked him to do that.
No. Like, Ralph, knock it off. He's like, rah.
I think he's got a gun.
Yeah, take that, police.
Stay down, please.
Stay down. Stay down, Travis Knight. So there's a cool video online called Everything is a Ripoff, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about an hour long, but this guy goes through how basically every piece of art that you consume has been ripped off from somewhere else. Like, nothing's ever original.
I'm pretty sure we invented... The two guys in a basement right. talking into microphones.
Right. Two white guys.
While
talking
drinking
about white
alcohol.
Guy problems.
Yeah.
And and they go through like every movie from the last 100 years is like a remake or a lifted from this other movie or bits and pieces of that and this and the other thing. And there's essentially nothing that's ever truly original. It's always bits and pieces from something else. If not a full on ripoff or remake or reboot or whatever you want to call it. And it's fine. Like, people get really obsessed about, oh, they're redoing RoboCop. Somehow, like, a reboot of that erases the old movie. You know, the new one sucked. Yeah, of course. The old one was great.
Was
well,
the...
yeah. But it was a ripoff of something else.
Have you watched the new one, though?
I have.
It sucked?
Yeah, it sucks. Terrible.
It wasn't as terrible... The old one was terrible, right?
No, the old one's great.
Really?
Yeah, dude. You should watch the old one. It's really smart. It's, goddamn, I can't think of his name right now. Dutch guy. Van de Leeuwen. Ah, shit. It's going to bug me. I'll look it up later.
I remember watching it as a kid.
Yeah.
But then I watched it like... 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's pretty violent, right?
Oh, it's crazy violent. Yeah. It's the same guy did Total Recall. He did Basic Instinct and Showgirls.
Okay. Now we're talking. Is there going to be a reboot of Showgirls?
Yeah, sure. Why not? And RoboCop. And it's like a satire of America's obsession with police and violence and brutality and stuff. I can't think of his name right now. He's a very famous director.
Franz?
Yeah, I think it was Franz something.
Ferdinand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The Archduke of Bavaria?
Yeah, that's the guy.
He was assassinated and started World War I?
Was that...
I think that's Franz Ferdinand.
Why do I know that name?
It's a band.
Don't know the band either.
I think you do. They sing that song. No, not going to do it. Don't know.
Perfect.
Yep. Let's see. What's other stuff John can't remember right now? Movies. Oh, boy.
I got another hornet's nest or wasp nest.
Oh, no. Breaking news.
Or ground hornets. There's a hole in the side of my retaining wall out front.
Yeah.
Like rock wall out there.
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of these waspy looking, not Italians, wasp looking.
What do you mean not Italians?
Don't they call them wasps?
No. Wasp stands for white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. Not their non-Catholic whites. That's what wasp
can
means.
Can I use wasp on Facebook? Will I get in trouble?
I think it's obscure enough that people won't bust your balls too much.
These dumb wasps.
Yeah. You're thinking of wops?
Okay. There's a bunch of WAPs hanging out by my wall.
Oh, yeah. Don't say WAPs.
Okay.
So that's pretty slanderous.
There's
slurish.
There's a hole in my wall.
Mm-hmm. Where, wait, can the boys see it all?
There's a place in Brooks's pant, or Brooks's yard.
With a hole in the wall.
With a hole in the wall where the boys can see it all.
Where the naked ladies dance?
That's where it rhymes, dang it. We'll come up with this later. We'll edit this in.
Why is that in my brain?
There's a good place job, brain. In France. Why isn't your brain...
Why to keep track of that for 30 fucking
why
years?
Why is your brain not working tonight?
Hey, John, how old are you
there's
right now?
There's a place in France where the naked ladies dance.
There's a hole in the wall where the boys can see it all. That's it.
That's it. There was no third part.
Oh, hey, speaking of kid nursery rhymes, and like we talked about the memes that traveled through the country before, you know, the Richard Gere gerbil in the butt story.
Apparently I hear that is not a thing that happens.
No, that didn't happen. And nobody does that. That's weird.
Okay.
And not fun for anybody.
But then it was like, oh, you got to get them declawed.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's the trick?
That's the trick.
Yeah.
You're doing it wrong, John.
Oh, I see. I keep killing these fucking gerbils with my powerful butthole muscles. Anyway, someone pointed out, I forget where I read this, but it was military kids, because they move around a lot. They were the ones disseminating all this information. So, you know, little Billy lives in Florida. Here's this nursery rhyme, you know. Dad packs him up, moves him to North Carolina, and then packs him up, moves him to Colorado. It was this network of military kids who are spreading all these...
disinformation?
Yeah, right. This fake news.
Like, about Richard Gere trying to get everybody to not like the Hollywood elite. Right? Right?
Is that what it was?
I don't know.
Bringing down Epstein? Epstein didn't kill himself.
Don't mention that.
What? Oh, yeah, we'll get banned.
But so what should I do about this hole in my wall? It's not a glory hole. I figured that out the hard way. I sprayed a whole bunch of wasp killer in there and they seem to just like it.
You know, it works very well. Mm-hmm. And it's not environmentally friendly is raw gasoline.
That's what, maybe I should just go do that right now.
Because
they sleep at night.
Yeah. Do they? Do wasps sleep at night?
You don't see bees out in the dark at night.
I'm not out looking for them. Wait, can they see in the dark?
I don't think they can see in the dark, John. Right.
Yeah, dude. So pour a bunch of gas in there, and the fumes will kill them as they come back to the hive.
Okay.
They'll be like, oh, coming back home from stinging people and being a jerk or whatever wasps do.
Mm-hmm.
Making wasp honey, I assume, tastes bad. And the gasoline fumes will just knock them out and kill them.
Okay.
That's what I always did. Building trails, we'd run into wasp nests out in the forest, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that was always the move. Because we had gas for the chainsaws.
You never lit it also and then flaming wasps would fly out?
I mean, you could do that and start forest fires, which we've learned are bad or good. Are we supposed to have more or less?
I don't have a forest
fires?
In my yard.
Oh, that's true.
Unless one of those bees catches on fire and flies over to a forest.
Yeah, we don't need flaming wasps. Are they murder hornets, perhaps?
Nah, they're small, man.
Regular ones. Yeah, fuck it. Light on fire. I don't give a shit. It's your house.
Or.
What?
I watched a video a while ago on the YouTube. The dude pouring liquid steel into a ant hill.
That was liquid aluminum.
Liquid aluminum
mm-hmm.
into an anthill?
Yep. I've seen that.
How can I get some liquid aluminum over here?
See, you got a propane tank?
Pour it into... Yeah, I have a propane tank.
You have a little stove? We could whip up some...
What's made of aluminum?
Cans. Pop cans.
Okay.
We could...
got lots of pop cans.
Yeah, we could...
Is that tin foil?
I have a little furnace at work. We could melt some aluminum.
Well, John,
yes,
a pleasure. Pleasure
yeah,
having
dude.
You over.
Sorry, I'm out of stuff. It's been kind of a boring week. I'm happy it rained. It was beautiful.
So happy. Anyways, right. I'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Bye.
Bye. You think gay bees suck each other's stingers?